Pat McAfee rejects claims his large salary led to mass layoffs at ESPN. By Paul Bois on July 22, 2026. Pat McAfee has rejected claims that his show led to mass layoffs at ESPN, adding that people have misunderstood the economics. The famed sports network announced another round of layoffs this week, parting with top talents like ex-NFL stars Ryan Clark and Cam Newton, along with ESPN veteran Carl Ravech. McAfee, who currently has a $65 million annual contract with ESPN, said on his show Tuesday that he often gets blamed for the layoffs, rejecting those claims as false. "We hate any time this happens. Obviously, this is terrible. We don't like that," McAfee said, "but we are very honored that we are still partnered with ESPN and Disney for the good of sport in the future." McAfee said that ESPN operates in the area of billions of dollars, emphasizing that the economics alone dismisses show as the culprit for mass layoffs. "The first time we licensed the show through ESPN, one of these happened, we got blamed," McAfee said.
Okay. Thank you. I feel like you don't fully understand budgets and where things are coming from, but I do appreciate that. This time, we're getting blamed as well. Which I guess I can understand, but I mean, there's billions and billions of dollars in these companies, and hard decisions have to get made," he added. "And we don't like any of them, and we hope we're an asset to the company going forward." McAfee's statement likely came in response to former NFL superstar J.J. Watt appearing to rebuke McAfee's salary during an interview on McAfee's show Tuesday, per the New York Post.
Slow news day over there on the ESPN airwaves, huh?" Watt said. "I mean, besides the fact that you're getting $100 million. Did they keep anybody? Or is everybody fired to pay you? I'm trying to figure that out."
"We do not appreciate that," McAfee replied. "That is the narrative, and I'm certainly taking it on the shins. The boys and I are very proud of the work that we have done. Thanks."